The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel, Jesus makes an extraordinary claim. Listen to this. "Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me." Now, this is countercultural. Modernity tells us, you know what? If you want to be an adult, you must be autonomous. That is, you have all the faculties that you need to live a long and fruitful, fulfilled life. You do not need God. And that would be true. It would be true if you and I were life itself. It would be true if you and I were love itself. And it would be true if you and I were the truth itself, but we're not. We are contingent human beings. You and I have life. If we wouldn't, we wouldn't be sitting here, right? But one day that life is going to be taken away from us. We will die one day. You and I, we love others, but we're not love itself. If we were love itself, we would have no problem loving those who hate us. But it's hard to do, right? And what about truth? You and I can come to know the truth, but we're not truth itself. We discover the truth. We do not create the truth. Life, love, truth. They exist somewhere else. Somewhere outside of us. And where do they exist? God is life. God is love. And God is the truth. As a branch who bears fruit comes from a vine, as heat comes from fire, life, the truth, and love, they all come from God. You know what this means for you and I? If we remain in Jesus Christ, if we remain in him, God's life will flow through you forever. You will live forever. If you remain in Jesus Christ, his truth will illuminate your mind. You will know the truth. And if you remain in Jesus, God's love will animate you. You will love others the way God loves others. None of this we can do on our own. So let's put some skin and bones on this. I spent one summer studying Spanish down in Mexico City. The seminary sent me down there. And while there, I got a chance to look at the artwork of two of my favorite artists. They're from Mexico City, Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. Incredible, incredible artists, but their lives were tragic. Frida, around 44 years old, got very sick, and one of her legs was amputated. Now you're thinking, okay, that's the tragic part. No, here's the tragic part. She and Diego were atheists. And get this, once Frida started suffering, her and Diego saw no point in living anymore. Life became meaningless. God's life did not animate them. They didn't know that God's love, life, and truth is bigger than anything that we can suffer here on earth. And you know what Frida did? Around 45 years old, she killed herself. And Diego, he died sad, lonely, and depressed. It is essential for you and I to always remain in Jesus Christ. And if you do, you will bear much fruit.